This is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And welcome to the first episode of Our Reel on the Reel. Oh my goodness! What a great intro to the season!
Fabulous.
Oh my gosh, what a great episode!
Good start.
I can't wait for the rest of the season. Yes, it looks like a good one.
It looks like an excellent one. It's going to be really interesting to see the Dolores Polly thing because I think deep down inside she does give a shit. She just wants to give the impression
that she doesn't.
That she doesn't give a fuck.
You're and, right. Maybe I
you
take
know,
my
she's
baby
trying
words.
To be the cop's daughter and tough and going to take it and put up with Frank and, you know, does everything she's supposed to do. You know what I mean? But she wants her Cinderella fucking thing to come around, right? And for Margaret, I think that too much where her assistant looks almost like a twin of hers. Do you know what I mean? Very
yes.
similar in their look, in their
they
way.
They really do
right?
look very
she's
similar.
She's hands-on with everything. She's living with her, and I get that she was helping her. But you just got to be careful with some of those lines.
Well,
you know what I mean? So
Not So Nice. I got to say, I thought it was very odd that the friend, whatever, of Margaret was in the background of Margaret's, you know, intro shot.
Mm-hmm.
Along with her husband.
Yeah, because
they were kind of together, like, you
oh,
know,
yeah, like very,
very
close.
Close.
Oh, yeah, very close. And that's the way you see them, with them always with her and him.
But driving
it's another
in the
thing,
car alone.
But it's another thing when yeah. you're doing your, making your money somewhere else. And doing what you got to do. And then she's left at home with him. Mm-hmm. He's a guy. He and her both came
know.
From other relationships while they were still in other relationships. And now it's like, here,
well, that's
there's this
a good
beautiful
point.
Dessert next to you. Looks almost like me, but I got to go. right?
Oh my gosh.
You just never know, right? Life no, sometimes throws you
that is a good
side
point.
Curves like that, right?
Yeah.
So got to be careful of that. Louis, we know, is a dirtbag, so we're going to see it. Obviously, it's coming up. And we'll see how long that one lasts with Teresa because she
oh,
was
yeah.
mighty stupid in the first run of her life with her first marriage. But in that one, she was just trying to keep it together because she was
because
on
of
TV
her family
too,
and everything.
And her family
yeah, she had
and everything.
The tons of beautiful daughters.
Yes,
the
you know,
it's
but
her
now
first marriage, of
it's
course.
Different, right?
So I don't blame her for that.
We'll
though.
See. No, that's fine.
Together.
But wow. now with this one, it's like, no, you should have seen the signs. You should have stopped from the beginning. You shouldn't have moved forward already. It was an interference with your family, who you knew was there for you before he was there and did have
yes.
your back. But she doesn't see that at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. And it's a shame. And it's her loss and her kids' loss because they've thrown away what real family is supposed to be, which is there with you through thick and thin. And they have been.
I think
right?
Sho and Melissa absolutely
yeah,
were with her
100%.
Through thick and thin.
And the only like if you look at the whole background with them too, where they did have a lot of like headbutting and fucking blowouts and it was all because you're now in the spotlight of reality TV.
And
so
in the public
just,
eye, of course.
They're just going to enhance all the shit that, you know, maybe before they would just kind of deal with. Now it's like, let's make it bigger for the, you know what I mean? And so the fights that they had, Joe and Joe in the beginning and stuff, and, you know, and a lot of the Joe Gorga fights with him was also, you got to look at it, anger, because his sister was being mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, that was a hard fucking hit.
Could you imagine?
So that's what
your
he was fighting for. So for her
like
not
yes.
to see that all he did was fight for what was right for her and best, like to defend her, she kind of threw it in his face. And the kids did too. The kids are so disrespectful. It's disgusting for the way that they were brought up and treated by both Melissa and Joe. Because I think that
gosh.
From the time they were born, they were treated like princesses like they are, right?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So it's a real shame when you see like a family ripped apart for stupid reasons, just for being in the public eye. Because they
really,
just enhance
it. Really, at the end
it.
Of the day, yeah.
They just
you're,
want,
you're absolutely
she knows
right.
that lifting that table got her a big spotlight, bigger than anybody else. That was the first kickoff for her spotlight. You know what I mean? And then her not wanting to accept Melissa. Here, let's make it a bigger story. And then it just got, you know, where she was more up, 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 down, down, down to Melissa. And Melissa was very good and has been from the beginning, where she hasn't really fought and fought dirty, because she could have fought dirty. But she stood her ground. She remained very good and very peaceful.
She tried wholeheartedly.
I mean, she called her whore. She called all kinds of fucking shit, right? Like, I mean, well, you get now, to a point and it's like, fuck you, don't care, done.
Well, I remember last season, Teresa was saying stuff like, oh, she has daddy issues. Oh, and then, you know, there was a rumor about her making up with some guy who wasn't her husband.
Yeah.
In the back of a car in New York.
Sorry about that. We just had some technical difficulties.
Count us back in, not so nice.
So I can't remember 100% where I was exactly, but basically we were talking about the Melissa, Joe versus Teresa in the past. Like, if you're looking back at the past, right? Like, Teresa has basically sold herself, her soul to the devil for the popularity of being the big one on the show.
Yep.
And so in doing that, she's completely destroyed her family, which is only the one brother, which she should not have done. And I feel really bad for Joe and Melissa because of how important family has always been to them. And Joe and Teresa grew up tight, like tight. And so, and Melissa was a part of that the entire time. Now, because of the show and because, again, Teresa, when she did that table flipping, she just like catapulted to being the number one, so to speak, person that everybody was like, holy shit, Teresa, oh, you know, the table turning, right? And so she didn't want to let go of that spotlight anymore.
Yeah.
So no matter what, she wants to be the top dog and that's it, right? And in doing that, she's destroyed her family. So I feel really bad for Joe and Melissa and the kids and everybody because it's really sad to see that Melissa and Joe's kids are very, they don't speak like Teresa's kids because Teresa's kids are all Teresa in the same.
Well, she's turned them against.
Against everybody and everything that's right. So I don't know. I really don't know where it's going to go with Teresa and her kids, but it's just really sad to see that she's basically destroyed and broken anything with her family, all because of this show, to be honest, you know, like everything. And I mean, it's all been documented from the beginning. You saw everything, right? So, and Joe's
really
been nothing but supportive for her in every sense of the word, you know, and always kind of bowing down and, you know, keeping your mouth shut and not answering when you really wanted to, right? And really, Melissa, like, you got to give her a gold medal for really just being a good person in that situation.
Yes.
In that situation with the whole thing, because she could have been a lot worse, right? You know, like, even in the beginning when the time that she brought the cookies to just make a big thing, like, you bring pinoli cookies, like, fuck, be appreciative, you stupid fuck. Like, what do you gotta knock that down? Some people, that's a big thing for them, and it's like, it's the thought that counts. She's your family. I'm sure she does tons on the side besides that. That was just a little gesture to bring the extra, right? But that's just a stupid example. But I'm just trying to think of things that Teresa just went over the edge with. And Melissa just,
what a stupid,
you know,
thing to fight about.
Yeah.
You didn't like the cookies that she brought?
And then to make it so extreme. And then to make it so extreme to throw them in the garbage. Like, who does that?
I think Melissa was pregnant, too. Can you imagine being, like,
maybe,
hormonal
yeah,
and pregnant?
Remember,
and then someone doing something just so nasty to
you?
Like,
it's
she
in
really
your family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is. It's really sad.
It's really sad. I'm done my little spew. And we're going to move on to Spice. What do you got?
Well, thank you for that. Not so nice. The only thing that I, or the biggest thing that I was thinking about during this episode and while watching it was how John and Polly escalated their fight.
Absolutely.
And I could actually see both sides. And that's the sad thing is, and I don't think that they were being, like, their intent on either side was to fight. mm-hmm. but it was just in their communication mm-hmm. and the way that they were talking to mm-hmm. each other. And, you know, a little bit of alcohol and a little bit of, I guess, like kind of like being macho mm-hmm. men.
Macho, yeah.
And one wanted to prove his point, and mm-hmm. then the other one wanted to say his point. Mm-hmm. And then there's all this talk about, well, you know, you're disrespecting me. And it's just like, stop. It's mm-hmm. just... You guys are just having a, you're looking at the same thing, but you're having mm-hmm. a difference of opinion.
Yeah. Yes.
And it just went from zero. And and that's why those things are really hard to see. Yeah. Because we've all been in situations like mm-hmm. that where we've 100%. Seen fights mm-hmm. just yeah. all of a sudden erupt into something. And it's like, where the hell did that come from? Yeah. Right. So I think it was good that, what's her name? Polly's, Dolores. Dolores took him out of that yeah. situation because it could have got really, really ugly.
Yeah.
Even uglier than it was. But it'll be interesting to see how they kind of relate to each other mm-hmm. when the season progresses. I'm sure yeah. it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be. But you got to think about who the catalyst was. Mm-hmm. And that's Louis, right?
Yes.
Like it's always down to Louis.
Yeah.
And
he's the bad
seed.
He's the common denominator.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. And that's the whole thing is I don't think that they would have even gotten into that type of a confrontation if it wasn't for Louis and his stupid antics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because where the hell was he? Because obviously John thought that Louis was going to come there mm-hmm. and that's how they were going to mm-hmm. straighten that out. And then all of a sudden we get Teresa thrown in the mix saying, well, you're not a gentleman and you don't know. Like, and so like, it just brings it just branches off into another, yeah. into another kind
yeah.
of spiral. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And more things to kind of untangle when mm-hmm. really it shouldn't have happened in the first
no.
place. Right. So
yeah.
that's all.
100%.
Yeah. And so that was just kind of my thing. And the other thing that I think Teresa is she's just an instigator, because once she latches on to the
yes.
fact that someone doesn't like her
yeah.
or is against her family,
yeah.
then she's going to go for the jugular. And
mm-hmm.
that's exactly
yes.
what she did there. And
yeah.
She needs to just relax, man. Like, just
mm-hmm.
step back. Like,
yeah.
That's what
totally.
I think.
Totally.
Yeah, she does.
What does it matter?
It
yes.
doesn't. It doesn't matter. So yeah, that was kind of my take
mm-hmm.
on the debrief. So I think I can turn it over to you, Suga.
All right,
I add something to that?
Yes.
I don't really want to add, but I just want an opinion from both of you.
Okay.
Sure. Having heard how they both kind of went at it, if push were to, if
whose side
if
would
it
you be
came
on?
Push to shove, who do you think would actually take the other one down and really show business done?
Ooh.
Between Louis and John,
no,
or Louis
between
and Paul,
Polly,
or Paul
between
and
Paul
John.
And John Fuda, because they're the ones who got into it now. But it's all because of Louis and Teresa, because they're instigating and trying to get people on each side, right? So, you know, Polly knows Dolores's side because Dolores is still tight with Teresa somewhat, right? And so he's gonna follow on the side where,
of course,
you
yeah.
know, Dolores is more, you know, yeah, and let's be neutral because we're Switzerland and we're gonna be the cool, the calm ones in the storm, right? So she's trying to bring him on that level, but at the same time, you know, it eats her up to shut up for some things, right? But when I heard John say to Polly, like, you're going to have a real problem if you say that one more time. What did he say? Shut the fuck up or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paul, when he was, is it Paul or Polly?
Well, his name is Paul, but
yeah.
then Dolores calls him Polly.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
name.
So I wasn't sure which one it is, right? And then when he was walking away with her, he's like, well, I'll show him. I don't know. I just can't see it. Like, New Jersey, I look at New Jersey, New York different than Ireland and Irish people, which
I think
they can
Paul
all be.
Paul is still from that area. It's just his mom is from Ireland.
But he's got a pretty thick accent. I don't think he's from that area.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who do you think would win in a fight?
I think
is that
John.
Your question?
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you think?
Oh, John would get down
yeah.
and dirty.
Yeah.
yeah. He'd pull his tongue out.
Yeah.
See, I think
he's got that Italian
yeah.
in him that's just
yeah.
like, hey, fuck with me, let's go.
Yeah.
See, I'm actually on the other side. I think John
mm-hmm.
is arguing for no point.
No, he wasn't.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
And
yeah.
I think John, in my opinion, I haven't seen it yet, but I just have a feeling that he would be more likely to escalate something when it doesn't need to be. So I think actually Polly would win in a fight because I think Polly.
Well, in a you're talking about a verbal fight or
a hands-on fight or a verbal fight, both.
Oh no! You see, I think what would happen is Polly's bigger than him. He'd probably take
Polly
him down.
Polly would sit on him.
I know, but he would. But you know what? John would bite his nuts. Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah, I think John is like a little, he fights too hard for no reason,
Agreed. Well, I guess we'll have to just stay tuned.
We'll have to see, because I'm sure something will go on.
Oh, yeah, something will happen.
For sure.
Down the road.
It'll come back.
Yeah, well, that's it for me. How about you, Sugar?
Okay, so going off of that, I've got a ton of stuff on my list for the debrief.
Okay.
But, so going off of your point of, talking about John and Polly, I was going to say, my double standard, I thought John handled that argument with Polly poorly. I kind of agree with how Paul was talking. You know, he was just trying to, he didn't deliver it that great because at the end of the day, he's like a guy,
drinking.
He's drinking, all this stuff. It can get messed up. I think he was trying to stay neutral, like what you were saying, not so nice. And I think John handled it pretty badly. I feel like John kind of escalated it, in my opinion. But then on the other hand, Rachel handled it very well with Teresa. Really well
totally.
With Teresa.
Yeah.
Oh Rachel my holds goodness. Her own.
Rachel's not gonna let her fuck her.
She really held her ground. Yeah. She was very good. Like Teresa was saying crazy stuff about her husband going to jail and stuff like that.
But it's never been revealed
to the viewers, I don't think.
Yeah.
And Rachel handled that amazingly.
And the thing is with John, I think part of his annoyance, anger, and maybe not the right way.
He
was very frustrated because of the dildo comment that they were saying about him.
That's another thing I have written down.
And so throw that with the jail and the and then again
they're taking
stuff like Teresa and whoever Louis their camp is taking stuff from an ex who we already know
isn't the best source.
Isn't a best person when her own kid is not wanting to have anything to do with her because of what's happened. And now that they're in the spotlight, now she's going to try and creep in there and get some more.
But isn't that what Teresa said? Well, it was on social media.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's true.
So just tells you, a little bit more about the background of his ex and Teresa's mind and Louis's mind of saying, yeah, let's go with this, man. Good idea. Like, let's go on what the ex who abandoned her kid and the kid doesn't want to be near. Imagine that. A kid doesn't want to be with you. Chooses a different stepmom over you. So, just tells you a little bit of the background on that, right? So, I think that, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens as we move forward with the series, with the season.
All right. So we're good on that. Not so nice. What's your next thing on your list? I know you were starting to talk about Margaret.
With Margaret. Yeah, Margaret. I think that's interesting with Margaret. We'll see what happens with her. Like, I like Margaret. Usually Margaret's pretty good and she sees things as they are and she tells it as it is, right? But I think that, I think unfortunately her relationship with her husband, like something's going to happen with that.
Is it a feeling you have?
Yeah, it's just, not even, because I think he's a really nice guy and I think she's good too. I just think that.
They've already been through infidelity.
They've already both contributed to being
people
who have done that in the past to their exes. And now you're bringing in somebody who is almost like your twin, but younger, smart, savvy, this, that, and living in your home. And that's great that she's helping her out. But at a certain point, you got to really be careful, right? Because shit happens to the best of them, right? And you can't just dangle something in front and say, oh, I'm going to be off. Yeah, you guys have fun. Shoot some shots and enjoy, whatever, the house. I don't know. Something's just not
weird. It's weird.
Something's not going to go right with that, right? But I like her husband. I like her.
You know what? I think I'm done. I'm done with my topics. So did you have something else you wanted to say?
No. I mean, really, just I was saying earlier, like I was talking while the show was, because sometimes I look at Louie and I just see there's something just, and I said it last year or whenever it was, the last year was the first year that we actually saw him, right? And there's just something about him that's weird, that's off, that's just not good.
Creepy.
There's something creepy about him, and just to impound the creepiness, like, about him saying to Joe, trying to have a conversation with Joe, and talking about Joe's dad that passed, and saying how he was comforting his nieces by wearing his dad's pajamas.
Yeah, that's an odd...
Like, it was just the weirdest fucking thing to say. Like, if you... Like, really, like, that was just
weird. Do you know what was even weirder?
What?
Was Teresa was there during that conversation. Like, if that was my partner that put on my dead father's
pajamas. What the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you thinking?
Exactly. So, yeah.
Like, I get it if you're the kid. If it was Joe... who wanted to be close to his dad or just feel something, taking his pajamas. I get it. If that's, you know, it's his own kid.
His own dad,
right?
Too.
Or the grandkids wanted to put them on. You know what I mean? But a stranger who just walked into this life, who's thinking that he's going to walk in and fucking...
Less than a year, too.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Are you
dating.
Fucking crazy?
Yeah. I think it was.
Like, it's just absurd.
Was he wearing underwear or wasn't he?
That is the question.
I don't want to know. Ew. Ew, ew, ew.
Okay, the other things I have written down, John Fruta being cyberbullied. So, I kind of feel bad about that. Like, you know, I feel like when you go onto the show, there is kind of that expectation that you're going to be in the public eye
and
all that kind of
you.
Stuff. But... You know, the things that people come up with, a double-sided dildo and going to jail and stuff like that, like, it's things that like, you would never expect that would be out in the public.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just the way that it's handled, like, Teresa, even he was saying it at the bar, like, he tried to make a joke about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do feel really bad for
everyone,
because I don't think they fully realize how bad the bullying is going to be.
Well, not only does it affect the family, but it affects your business, because
mm-hmm.
people hear that stuff, right? So,
and then
like
they don't want to associate with it.
Exactly. Who wants to go, you're thinking, and in your head, you're sitting in a business meeting, and this guy is thinking, you know, like what you're doing in your personal life. Like, that's weird. Like, that is, it's weird. It brings it to a whole
it
other
is.
Level.
Totally. Yeah. Other thing, I've got a funny one, and it specifically says, ask Not So Nice for opinion on this. So how do you feel about saying focaccia versus focacce?
Focaccia.
As I know, they're Italian-Americans, you're Italian-Canadian, so please, your closest thing, enlighten us. What? How do you feel about this?
Honestly, I think that's just... the way that people from New York and New Jersey talk. They end those, they've made those Italian words Americanized, and some of them are just like some will say soppressato or
sandwich.
Well, sandwich.
Sandwich
is normal. She's
going
to say it's okay. We always are sandwich, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sandwich, right? But some things like the focaccia instead of the focaccia. I mean, I get it. I think it's funny how they say it, how they slur those things. But it's funny because you can hear that it's with the Nona that she said that. Like, Nona, how much focaccia did you bring, right? And sometimes we will cut those words, like, down a bit.
Well, do you think you'll incorporate that into your vocabulary? I quite liked it, actually.
I don't mind focaccia. Like, oh, get the focaccia. Hey, try the focaccia.
I liked it,
You know what I mean? It just makes it a little bit, you know, different, right?
Can you try the soup? That's short for soup.
The soup.
The what?
For soup.
Soup.
There's a lot of words that, especially I think New York, New Jersey,
really have tightened up on how they say it, right?
They have their own slang.
They have their own slang, right?
Yeah, yeah, but I thought it was like cute it. How
I
she
like
said
it.
Cock.
I, think
mm-hmm.
I think it's
I liked
cute,
it.
Some of them.
Okay, funny, the party, they did a beautiful job planning it. Jen obviously had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But could you imagine planning this party? It was John and Rachel who planned the party.
Right.
They had the worst time of anyone.
Right, that's right.
They did a great job, though,
yeah,
really.
They did.
But you know what? If that was me and I planned this beautiful party, and then
I'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
But
golden
a lot of
question.
Nice outfits.
Oh, yes.
I have to say, a lot of nice mm-hmm. outfits tonight.
Great outfits. Yeah, for sure. Golden question that we can end this on.
Mm-hmm.
What do we all think of Louis?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down still.
Yeah, thumbs down for me too.
Thumbs
I
down.
Think...
The faster he's out of her life, the better for...
And off the show, because he's
off
just
the
annoying.
Show,
you know what?
Yeah.
I... From that, the preview of the rest of the season, something's going to go down.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Something is definitely going to go
sure.
down. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And we're signing off. If you made it to the end of this episode, thank you so much. And we love
you.
Listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see you again next week.
Take care.
We hope
bye.
You enjoyed our reel on the reel.
Yeah.